opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on June the 25th, last week in June. Can you believe that?
Nope.
I mean, we were just started June. Didn't we just start June?
We just started June.
25 days ago, right? Our phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Good morning, Indy Guy.
Morning, chatters.
Bad Bob's not here, but just Bob is.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Lots
to
always like to start on Monday mornings, like what happened over the weekend, what transpired. There was so much stuff, not only in our community, but worldwide. Worldwide, there's some pretty game-altering things that have happened. Fires, you know, getting emails from families about having to evacuate, the fires, the 8,000, square mile fire that is going on in Colorado, et cetera. And good morning.
Good morning. What's the weather today?
Well, it looks like it's 59 degrees right now in the downtown studios. Slight chance of showers with temperatures around 76 and tonight 49. We had a great time in Mount Shasta. Went up there.
Rain, thunder, lightning.
It was weird.
49 degrees.
Well, it was freezing. We were coming over the hill thinking we were supposed to go outside and see this really cool band that was playing at a place that, you know, everything was outside on the grass. Of course, they had to move it inside because it was raining. And it was coming over the hill, 49 degrees. We couldn't believe it.
And rain. And then they had, in this band, you know, I'm not big on kind of reggae bands, but I'm not sure what kind of band this was, but they're out of Arcadia, which is the university over there, and all young. And they had two bands. They kind of converged together. And, I mean,
Yogamon.
And they were beating drums. But then they had brass sections with, clarinets, trumpets, saxophones.
Baritone sax, yeah. Trombones. It was a full-on
horn
ensemble.
And then they had two girls come out dancing, and it was like a Pilates tournament there. They were dancing, perfect choreography. And it was just like, Zumba or whatever it is. 2 hours.
Yeah.
Of guys beating the drums, playing the music, the guitars, the, you know, cowbells, you name it. And we had a good time.
It was really wonderful.
We had a great energy. It was.
And
they were smiling and happy.
We had a good time watching the people watch the band. So we were, the voyeurism was at its best.
Oh, yeah. People out there dancing.
And we ended up dancing, too. And it wasn't the kind of, like I said, it was kind of a ska. Ska, I guess you would call it.
A what?
A ska. S-A, like the music would be called ska.
Ska.
Music. It's S-K-A. Kind of music. Yeah. It's kind of music.
It's a kind of music. Okay. Well, hey, tell you what. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ska. You know, ska. That's the sound the a crow makes. You know, ska, ska. It was better.
Look it up.
I will, you know, because you come up with words that I go, where do these words come from? But you're right almost all the time.
Hey,
too.
We have our market minute.
We do.
Our expert of our market minute from Wells Fargo. Let's go right there.
Hey, Josh.
Maybe Josh knows what ska is.
Josh, do you know what ska is?
Like you said, a crow.
Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Well, stocks are down this morning. The major averages are poised to follow European markets lower as investors' uncertainty was heightened after Spain formally requested financial assistance for its banks. Currently, the Dow is down 138 points at 12,502, while the NASDAQ is down 41 at 2,850, and the S&P 500 is down 18 at 1,316. Oil is down $1.21 at $78.55 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.69%. Gold's up $5.80 this morning at $1,572, while silver's up 6 cents at $26.78 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's down 58 cents at $30.12. Goldman Sachs is down $2.09 at $91.51, while North Valley Bank is down a buck at $14 even. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We love having Josh and the gang from the Wells Fargo Advisors on every Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive.
I'm always curious if he plays ball. Next time he comes over and say, are you in a baseball league? I mean, doesn't he sound like a jock?
Well, yeah,
he sounds like a jock. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, maybe that's putting somebody like but he sounds like he's
athletic.
He's all boy.
Okay. Does he have spiky hair?
I don't know about that. That didn't even cross my mind.
Well, no, but you know, you also, what does he spiky hair?
That I didn't go to the hair department.
Oh, okay.
Just was thinking of, you know.
Speaking of hair department, we got to run here because we have to. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a lot of things. You're going to talk about the Muslim Brotherhood. Look, seems to appear have won the election.
That scares me.
And, well,
that
know what?
Scares
there,
me.
Everything that, you know, what people go, oh, well, just the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that. Mercy Hospital doesn't look like they're striking. It looks like they were in danger of it, but. Let me see. Oh, the Obamacare ruling will be this week. We want it to be Wednesday because that's the day Lucky Jezrani is going to be here, and he's our lawyer in force, and he's been studying up on this. And the big one, as soon as I get back, is 25% of the electorate have not made up their mind yet. Why? We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's the 25th. It's Monday, last week in June.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Sirens. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, June the 25th, 7:15 in the morning. I think it's, I'm not sure what temperature is. What is
59 degrees, downtown okay. Studios. That means in this little microclimate that we are looking at, or looking from, or inside of.
Just give the weather.
59 degrees in the downtown studios of Market Street. It looks like we're going to have slight chance of showers with temperatures around 76. Tonight, 49, 30% chance of rain. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We were out there. Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful
two
weather.
Nights, yeah. Two nights. We were out the Thursday night for pizza.
If you haven't been out
phenomenal.
There for pizza night, go out there, make it a point, you know, give them a call and just say, hey, look, I want pizza, because people were showing up there, right, I guess around 8 o'clock, and they were running out of pizza, though. They had, I mean, they were serving them like
phenomenal.
Crazy.
And then Saturday, we attended a wedding, Saturday night. And, you know, gosh.
Debbie Reimer? Daughter?
Nicole.
And Travis.
Travis, congratulations.
Absolutely.
And you would have, you know, it's the big tent out there. So, we, you know, of course, we show up, and we don't really know all the insides of, you know, the trauma and the weird stuff that goes on, thinking it's going to rain. What happens? The tent is not going to hold it up. What are we going to do? Are we going to move it inside? You know, I mean, I'm sure they're not alone. When people have outside weddings in the middle of June, you're thinking, oh, no problem. When the weather changes, how do you move everything inside? It's the last minute. Well, it turned out to be, the wedding was at 5:30. It was absolutely gorgeous. They got married in the, in usual places they hold the outside wedding up there. And it was absolutely.
It's like the temple out there. I'm just doing that at you because I'm not doing anything.
It was gorgeous.
It was a great wedding, but I was waiting for you to say the name of that thing with the pillars and the, it's, what do you call it? It's not a temple. It's a, I don't know.
I don't know either. So we can know together.
No, it's one of those things with four pillars and a roof.
Yes.
What do you call those things?
What is that called?
A gazebo?
Not a gazebo.
Well, kind of like a gazebo, but with pillars. But anyway, open and beautiful in the back.
Great wedding.
Absolutely
great
fabulous
food.
Sky all around it, and the Super food, fun. And it was just, right. Yeah, great. So,
anyway,
hats off.
It started out to be a shout-out to Nicole and Travis for have a wonderful life. And that's
and
what
the
we
wedding
were
out there. Wow, yeah. She came in with a little horse-drawn carriage. It was great.
Scar. Ska. There is a word. You know, I've said, you know, Linda comes up, I call them Lindaism. She comes up with words that have, that mean things that to her. And they kind of sound like they could mean something. Well, ska is a music genre that originated in Jamaica in the late 1950s and was a precursor to rock steady and reggae. So you, I absolutely were right. You know, and Josh Wiley, how dare you make fun of that word?
It's a ska band.
Does it sound like a crow? All right.
Okay.
Now, a couple of things. Let's get into business here. It's a Monday. I know it's tough to do that. Can you believe that 25% of the people in the United States are still say that, you know what, I can be swayed on this election? How can you still be swayed at this point? I guess I don't understand that, you know, look at the unemployment rate. Look at the fact that of Fast and Furious. Look at what's happening around the world that we are, you know, just sitting there and watching. And Obama's type of leadership is lead from behind. I'm not exactly sure how you lead from behind. You're like you're orchestrating things. Well, he's lost control. What do they call it? The Muslim Spring or the Middle Eastern Spring is turning into winter. You've got the Muslim Brotherhood
this
now.
This is what we need to focus on.
Yeah,
enough
Muslim
already.
Muslim Brotherhood is taking over in Egypt, and the first thing they want to do is open up diplomatic relations and get tight with Iraq. But Iraq, I'm not concerned about Iran. Again, a fundamentalist group in charge of a very large area.
Anti-Israel,
and probably they're not pro-U.S. You know, you can't get pro-U.S. all the time, but at least you can get neutral.
This is where our focus should be. Okay, enough already with what's happened with the Operation you know, the
Fast and Furious. Because Fast and Furious, and I'll tell you why it should go forward, is the fact that it's another example of the Obama administration playing fast and loose with the Constitution and just doing things that has a, from a lack of experience or a lack of somebody who's got their hands on the steering wheel. What's going on? Here's the Attorney General, and it looks like he's let weapons go across the border, thousands of weapons, not just a few, but thousands, including automatic weapons. And then they're saying, oh, no, it wasn't us. And it was okay, well, then just release the documents and prove it. Well, we can't do that. Okay, I'm going to hold you in contempt. At which point Obama steps in and evokes executive privilege, something he said he would never do. Well, why is he doing it? He's trying to save Holder before the election. All this is tied into the election, and it's just getting worse. The unemployment figures, the lack of jobs, the, you know, what's next? Are they going to devalue the dollar? We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Don't miss Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. Over $25,000 must go. All jackpots must go. Speed Bonanza and Pick 8. 20 regular games pay $1,199. Paper $35. PhDs $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Drive, Bingo, and Super Bingo for a chance to win $10,000. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dodge? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to share $2,000 in cash and a personal barbecue grill. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. So grab your friends and play Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot, 7:25 in the morning on June the 25th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live in KCNR1460.com. You know, okay, there's a lot of things we need to talk about. We've got people coming in 7:30. Of course, the Angry Beavers are going to be here. And then 8 o'clock, Tom Basenko. And it's kind of fortuitous that Tom came back. I wanted to talk about – we still had things to talk about when he was here last week. And we had luckily had an open date here to bring him back because wanted to talk about the north – you know, the rural – Save Rural America and the 10 sheriffs that met in Red Bluff this weekend and what they talked about. But then we also want to finish up some stuff on the jail, because the editorial in the paper the other day about things we had talked about, which is not unusual for that. But there is something else. There's a letter to the editor. You know, we go back into property rights, and this is kind of what we're talking about with the sheriffs, is that Ann Meyer wrote a letter, is that she has property. She and her husband have property about, a couple acres or something. They put some seedlings that they got, some conifer seedlings, and they grew, and they put them onto their property, and now they were... they're 3 feet tall. But here comes the Corps of Engineers. The Corps says that they had to remove these trees because they were deemed not native by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They never, the Corps never provided any information nor explained the danger of planting non-native species in this particular area of Redding. They also had to remove 16 fruit trees and shade trees. The land is not government land. It's their land. They pay taxes on it. They bought it. It's their land. But it was included in a private open space. Now, I'm not even sure what that is, so somebody may have to call me and tell me about this. So you have an environmental group located in Chico that every so often comes out and inspects their property. This is an environmental group that comes onto their property and inspects it without their permission. And...
what gives them authority?
Because it's, I guess, I don't know what is private open space. That, anyway, so then they go back and tell the Corps of Engineers. But according to Ann Meyer in this letter she wrote, they cannot actually walk on their own property without permission from the environmental group supervisor.
All right, that's just...
Okay, now it gets better than this. Now they've got this little, they've got a drainage ditch fed by a culvert that comes in from a subdivision. Even though it's dry almost all the year, it's now it's considered a waterway by the waters. It's been declared waters of the United States by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Which
what
means then
do?
They can tell them what to do with that.
What's going on? You can't meet two nicer people that are...
than Ann and Fred Meyer.
That are a productive, positive... citizens
send
of
their
our
kids
community.
To, I mean, their kids are in universities, good
care,
universities. They care
they
about
listen,
what's going
on. They listen. They show up. They're extremely involved. What can we do? Because obviously that is, you know, if you feel like you're kind of in your own environment, handcuffed, I would flip out.
How would you feel like, okay, I brought this private open land. What exactly is private? You know, we're going to try and get...
yeah, so we got to figure out what we can do to help them because,
you know what,
some
we
cages.
Can't do anything because now what they've done is they've gotten some more conifer seedlings from the Sierra Pacific and they've transplanted them to containers to grow for a year. Then they're going to permanently plant them on their new property in Lassen County where we will not be interfered with by the U.S. Corps of Engineers and its decisions based on junk science. So I, you know, it's frankly, you know, and Ann had talked to me about this, and because we're talking about the issues of private property and this, and I didn't realize it was to this extent where, you know, you've got the government and property you bought, you pay taxes on that you keep up. Oh, no, you can't grow that tree there. Oh, no, you can't grow. Oh, but you've got to take down those fruit trees because those aren't good. What? What is going on with our society when the government comes like this? And let me tell you something. If you don't think Obama's going to make huge overreaches if he gets in again, stand by, my friends. Stand by for heavy roles, as they say in the Navy. Because if Obama gets reelected, he's going to increase the power of the government, which is already way too powerful. So you're going to see land grabs. You're going to see water grabs. You're going to say, wait a minute. How can that be? Well, it's happening right now. They're signing off hundreds of thousands of acres. Millions of acres in this, conservancies. And they're taking the water out of Siskiyou County. What's going to be our last stand here? You know, the Fast and Furious, when they started running guns across the border, was the bottom line on that to take a shot at the Second Amendment? To say, hey, wait a minute, we've got to control the sale of weapons in this country. Because look at them, they're going all the way across the border here without anybody saying anything.
And I want to make a comment, so that this is for the record. I didn't mean, or if it came out that way, I would never mean it flippantly, that this is getting old. What I meant with the comment was that it's getting old that every single day it's the number one leader of the news, and that, yes, it's important. We will never forget. We need to pay attention and hold feet on fire. But there's a lot of other things that are going on, too, that are so important, that are country changers. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network, U.S. markets are beginning the trading week in the red following the example of global markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 120 points with red arrows across the board. Spain is expected to formally ask its fellow Eurozone countries for rescue loans for its troubled banks today. It isn't saying how much of the $125 billion made available by the European Union that it will need, but Spain's economic minister says the amount will be made known on July 9th. And J.P. Morgan is making some changes at the unit that racked up more than $2 billion of trading losses. The Wall Street Journal says the chief investment office will improve risk management while avoiding big bets on derivative and private equity investments. The shifts follow an internal review by senior bankers of what went wrong and how to prevent another unexpected trading loss. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBot. 7:35 in the morning, June the 25th. Last week in June. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let me see. Looks like the angry beavers have got the flu. The beavers are sniffling. Runny noses. And all those other things. So, I don't think they're going to be here. But we have Henry. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I just got in on the tail end of that thing on that Greenbelt deal. Was that a Chico thing?
No, they live here in Redding, but the environmental group is out of Chico.
Okay. Was that in a subdivision?
I believe it is.
Say again?
Yes, it's in a subdivision.
Okay, usually when the subdivision is created, and I've been through this a number of times, the people that verify the subdivision belonging to the county set aside a green belt area, and they put stipulations in that stating that you can and cannot do certain things. Probably if they look back to their deed in the original agreement with the subdivision divider, you'll find that that's written in there that they can only do certain things, and if they don't, they can actually be thrown out of the place. Unfortunately, that's the green belts in Redding are a minor thing. About 30 years ago, I got involved with the Bureau of Land Management in Inyo County, Mono County, Riverside County, and San Bernardino County. And they set aside not just a little bit, but thousands of acres that you cannot even drive a motor vehicle of any kind on. It was that you could not stake a claim under the 1872 mining laws. If you walked on the property, it was legal to a certain extent, but you could not carry a firearm on the property. And if you picked up so much as a rock, you could be thrown in jail. Now, that's the honest-to-God truth, and this is what the government's been doing to us. And it didn't start yesterday. This started 30 years ago.
Well, I understand that, but it seems like if you got property there, and that you've got, that you've paid for and all this, that the problem with putting, that you've got to get permission from an environmental group that doesn't even live in the city. It's 60 miles away to be able to even walk on your property.
Oh, I agree with you.
I mean, that doesn't that seem a little strange?
But the environmental group, you have to realize what you've got coming out of Chico. You've got a bunch of Berkeley graduates down there that learn from, what should I say, not communist, but socialist-type people, that they believe the government should control everything. And this is the mindset of those people out of the Chico University group.
Well,
and it's unfortunate, but
I don't think it's just even that, Henry. I think it's it's the government we've got here that they've got every year there's more regulations. Every year it's something else happening. Every year it's more encroachment onto our personal property. I don't understand, and we're going to try and get Ann and Fred on the phone here today, if we can, if they're in the area. But just to find out, again, how can, that this land that they buy, I mean, when you buy land, you don't actually believe that some environmental group out of Chico is going to tell you whether you can even walk on it or not. I can't believe that that was someplace in what they bought that said, by the way, here's an environmental group that says, keep your fingers off your own property.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Believe me, I'm for property rights.
Yeah, I know you are.
Boy, this would.
I'll tell you, they've gone totally over the deep end. I was involved in a piece of property one time, I don't know, 10 years ago, I suppose it was. And there was a drainage that went through there that probably didn't carry an inch of water when it rained. And we could not use that property because they would not allow a septic tank to be put in within 100 feet of that drainage, and you couldn't get any place on the property within 100 feet or put the septic within 100 feet, there wasn't close to that drainage. Now, the only time they had water in it was when it rained. And they absolutely would not let you do that. Now, this was your environmental faction that did
this. Well, you know, it's, you know, now they have the environmental groups are now called the Corps of Engineers. Hey, we got to run, Henry. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. There's just, you know, when I first heard about this, again, we go, you know what? But the problem is that people go, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. That's just horrible. But what are you going to do? You're going to go to the Corps of Engineers and say no? Because, you know, if you remember something that just happened to the Supreme Court, went up to the Supreme Court, the Sacketts fought this case out of Idaho where they were, their land was declared that they had like marshy area there. So, you know, so they were told they couldn't, not only could they not build, they couldn't even, you know, the case was not going to go to court. They said, well, we don't have to do that. Well, wait a minute. How can we then protest it? Well, you know, so it's not going to happen. So they had to take the United States Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency to the Supreme Court just to get permission to sue them about this piece of property. And that's where we're at now, is when the government of the United States has become an onerous burden to us, not the enemy, just a burden, because of people in these jobs, and they keep hiring people and putting them out there with new regulations that nobody has the ability to read and understand, because they put it in their little legalese, and then all of a sudden you can't use your property. Oh, I'm sorry, but here's the land. It's like in Atlas Shrugged. This just makes so many laws that nobody will know if they're breaking the law, and when they do, we've got them. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. KCNR 1460 on your dial, 744. I love bump music like this. It always sits up there. Play happy bumper music for Linda. I need it. It's the 25th of June. The Angry Beavers gave a call. Someone's out of town. Someone has the flu. Things happen. I do have them scheduled Thursday night. And they are going to be on my show at 6. And I also have some of the cast members from Dancing with the Stars. So that will be happening Thursday night. We'll get to hear I got the call from Redneck. So this portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's the finest coffee in the land, and it's cheap, and it's inexpensive. You get 20 ounces for $3. Walk into the humidor, last stick standing, great prices on tobacco. Veterans get discounts. They've done so much for our community. What can I say? Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some of our favorite people. Shout out to Doug McConnell. Over the weekend on Sunday's paper, you saw a flyer, a leaflet kind of piece of the newspaper that talked about our healthcare professionals and gave a highlight to some of our healthcare, which is great because you could see the picture. You know, you knew who they were, but perhaps not exactly what they did. So they had a profile on Doug McConnell, Doug McConnell, who we have on our show quite regularly. And that was really, really cool. So a shout out to Doug. He's worked so hard. He's such an addition to our community here. And recently I wanted to share with you, I got something on my email here that I really wanted to share with our listeners, because, you know, we are experiencing the kind of the conversation that we have wherever we go is, is it working for you? You know, the prisoner release program. We're going to be talking more about that at 8 o'clock, but, 13 things your burglar won't tell you was an email I got. I want to share a couple things with you. The first thing, of course, I look familiar. I was here just last week cleaning your carpets, painting your shutters, or delivering your new refrigerator. Number two, hey, thanks for letting us use the bathroom when I was working in your yard last week. While I was in there, I unlatched the back window to make my return a little easier. Number three, love those flowers. That tells me you have taste, and taste means that there are nice things inside. Oh, and those yard toys your kids leave out always make me wonder what kind of gaming system you have. Number four, yes, I really do look for newspapers piled up in the driveway, and I might leave a pizza flyer in your front door to see how long it takes you to remove it. Number five, it snows while you're out of town. Get a neighbor to create a car and foot tracks in the house. We don't have to worry about that much here. If decorative glass is part of your front entrance, don't let your alarm company install the control pad where I can see if it's set. That's interesting because that makes it too easy. All right, I get that one. Eight, it's raining. You're fumbling with your umbrella and you forget to lock your door. Understandable, but understand this. I don't take a day off because of bad weather. And it goes on to talk about that. This was something else that I got about wasp spray. That wasp spray is something that will project 20 feet. Put wasp spray next to your bed. And the other thing that I recently learned over the weekend when it comes to safety is put your car keys next to your bed. So if you hear a noise, you know, you may not have time to get out of bed and go into your alarm where your alarm panel is and set the what's the button called? The alarm,
Panic button.
The panic button. But you can in your car keys right there next to your bed, and your car will go off. So that was something I learned in, this is what I love about informational emails. It's just a little piece of information that can help you feel like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. What can I do? Put your car keys next to your bed, especially if you have an alarm in it. click it on, and that
and
can be a deterrent.
Beeping and honking and
there
all that.
There you go. It can might, be a deterrent.
You know that, and you can, might even hear something outside, and that might start it. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about the state of California is just introducing a bill, and gosh, it's out of the Bay Area, that's going to prevent our law enforcement agencies from holding illegals and sending their fingerprints off to ICE. Because, as the man who puts it together said, well, President Obama is not sending deporting people. Why should we deport people? So we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
You! Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco & Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. 7:54 in the morning on June the 25th. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Head on down to Anderson, and if you've got something that needs sharpening, saws, knives, router bits, shaper, cutters, garden equipment, you name it, they can sharpen it. Not only that, but they can make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. Now, I don't know any other place around here that can do that. But they're locals. They do great work. They sharpen stuff so well. It just makes knives a much better tool. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or just stop down there on East Side Road, 6915 East Side Road, Building 6, R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been there since 1985. All right, moving forward. In California, They want to opt out of the Security Act here, the National Security Act, of fingerprinting people. Not of fingerprinting people, they'll still fingerprint people. But they don't want then to send the fingerprints of what they think could be possible illegals to ICE, up to a higher authority, so and then hold them so ICE can come down and then take them and deport them. And this is the state of California. And the reason is, well, gosh, Obama's not deporting people. Why should we deport people? Why should we take people that are here illegally? And they could, may not have done anything wrong. Well, then, first of all, why did they get arrested? They must have gotten picked up for something. You can't just make a sweep through, though it's not a bad idea, and just grab people that you think are illegals and fingerprint them. So what they've done something to have themselves picked up. Then they get fingerprinted. Then you hold them, and which is what our sheriff does. You pick somebody up. You deem that they're illegal. You hold them till ICE gets here, and you pick them. They pick them up and take them away. Then now we want to make a law here in California out of course, the guys down there that are fighting for the laws to turn California, give California back to Mexico, and make it illegal to do that, that we don't have to participate in that. And they're using it as an excuse, Obama's amnesty for a million or 2 million, three, four, we don't know how many millions fall under this thing. Of these very well-trained, these patriotic people that have been in the United States, that he knows every one of them, and so they shouldn't be, you know, they shouldn't be deported. He's been the first president ever to tell his Justice Department, no, do not enforce this law. Let's just let them have a free ride here. You know, I frankly don't understand how he can do that. What gives him the power to do this? And this is another reason. Another reason to vote this man out of office. Now, the Congress should come up with some kind of immigration act? Yes. Now, if he said on, last year or a couple of years ago, no, he says it right before the election time, of course, because he's buying votes, which he's very familiar with, being from Chicago. If he had said this a couple of years ago, say, I'm going to do this unless you guys come up with a good immigration plan, a fair immigration plan. We close the borders. We go through here. We figure out ways. Maybe this would have come out of it. But he didn't say that. He's pandering, which he is so good at. The man that is against the 1%. Oh, no, it's a one against 99 who gets all of his money from the 1%. This man who is trying to change the fabric of our country. And now things like this are happening. We're not deporting people that are here illegally. After we catch them, are we going to even send the fingerprints up to the feds? Thank you, California. Again, may I say this? It's the Democrats. It's the Democrats in California. It's not Democrats all over the United States, the world. It's not Democrats right here in Reading. It's Democrats down in Sacramento.
Well, one of the headlines that we had when we first came in today, it was just disgusting. It makes my stomach turn. Wealthy Americans aren't just leaving tax-heavy states like New York and California. They're leaving the country.
Now, what is that about?
They're defecting at record levels in order to escape high taxes. The New York Post reported about 8,000 U.S. citizens are projected to renounce. This is what makes me sick. Renounce their citizenship.
Because of money? Because of taxes? Well, you know what?
154 a week versus 3,805 in 2011, or about 73 per week, according to immigration officials.
So are they leaving because just strictly money? If that's the reason...
55% of their paycheck, they're probably thinking, in America, what is America becoming? Can they have a lifestyle that they choose? Look at our friends, the back of their green belt. Somebody comes in and tells them, first of all, you need permission
to walk
on your property?
Yeah.
I might be thinking, this is getting a little too, what are we living in? The Soviet Union?
I think the Soviet Union has probably less restrictions like that. I don't think they care too much if you walk on your own property, if you're able to own property then. I think that what they're doing overall, people that are leaving the country, if it's strictly for money, then, guess what, guys? We're better off without you.
They're making a protest is what's happening.
If it's a protest that says enough is enough, that's different.
And guess what? There are countries that are really looking forward to welcoming wealthy Americans, such as, here's the name, Australia, Norway, Singapore, Cayman Islands, Costa Rica, Antigua, according to the Post.
You ever lived in the Cayman Islands?
I had a girlfriend that lived there for years.
I've been to Cayman Islands. I don't know if I want to live there the rest of my life. But, you know, nor will they. That's their home of record. What they'll do is just keep coming back. We got to take a run. We've got the news. And then, hopefully, Sheriff Tom Basink will be right behind us. Carl and Linda Bott.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Dave Anthony. The Supreme Court has spoken, not on health care reform yet, but on SB 1070, that's Arizona's controversial immigration law. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the ruling live outside the Supreme Court.
A very mixed decision from a very divided court, Dave. While most of this controversial law dealing with employment of illegal immigrants has been tossed, the most contentious provision requiring police officers check immigration status of lawfully detained suspects believed to be in this country illegally can be enacted. However, in the opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy warning this opinion does not foreclose other preemption and constitutional challenges to the law after it goes into effect. In other words, it's a case that could return to this court, Dave.
Now, Jared, Arizona's Republican governor calls the decision that police could check the immigration status of someone they suspect is an illegal immigrant a victory for the rule of law. The court has also ruled that it is unconstitutional to sentence juveniles who committed murder to life in prison without parole. Now, as for the challenge to health care reform, it's expected we'll get that decision Thursday, the last day of the court's term. Tropical storm Debbie is barely budging off Florida's Gulf Coast, drenching the state. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown tracking it live in Miami.
Now, Dave, places along Florida's western coast, like the Tampa Bay area, are just underwater.
We've seen water in some areas that I can tell you in 20-plus years, I haven't seen that much water.
Oh, that's Holly Wade with Hillsborough County Emergency Management. They've been handing out sandbags to residents. And these are just the tail fins of Debbie, but they've sparked possible tornadoes. One struck an inland Florida town, killing one woman. Debbie's headed towards northern Florida, to be sure, and Debbie is also said to be the cause of a man drowning at an Alabama beach, Dave.
Evan, we bought more new homes in May at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, a nearly 8% increase in new home sales over April. But that is not stopping the selling on Wall Street. The Dow down 147 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Again, our top Fox story, the Supreme Court rules on SB 1070, striking down three provisions of Arizona's immigration law, but keeping in place the controversial one that lets police check the immigration status of someone they have stopped if police suspect that person is an illegal. Also in a 5-4 decision, the court reaffirmed its 2010 ruling on corporate campaign spending, reversing a Montana court's decision to uphold state restrictions. Syria says it doesn't want any trouble with Turkey. Days after starting trouble, shooting down a Turkish fighter jet. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
Syria's foreign ministry have said they don't want to fall out with Turkey over this, but the jet clearly breached Syrian sovereignty. Turkey says the jet was on a training mission and was in international airspace. They've called for a meeting of NATO member states tomorrow to discuss how to respond. But EU foreign ministers meeting today say they still don't support military action in the country. Meanwhile, over 200 Syrians fled across the border into Turkey last night, including dozens of defected soldiers and their families. Dave.
Emily, the accused Army WikiLeaker goes back to court today.
Army Private Bradley Manning wants the prosecution to release more evidence that might bolster his defense. He and his attorneys will make that appeal at a pretrial hearing today at Fort Meade, Maryland. Manning's accused of funneling thousands of secret papers to the website WikiLeaks. His attorneys claim the government isn't giving them assessments of the damage his alleged leaks may or may not have done. They also want Manning's September trial date postponed. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Could you hike from North Dakota to Georgia? There's a push to connect the Appalachian Trail that runs from Georgia to Maine to the North Country National Scenic Trail that's twice as long from North Dakota to New York's eastern border. There's a 40-mile gap in between the two trails. Organizations in Vermont working with a Michigan group to bridge that gap. So that would work, and Congress would have to approve it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, June the 25th, our last week in June. We got here safely. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. And good morning, gosh, the Angel and John and Indy Guy and other people in there that I just can't see from here. And, of course, Linda.
Good morning. And, of course, the weather today is 59 degrees downtown. Slight chance of showers with temperatures around 76. And tonight, again, it looks like we've got a 30% chance of showers with temperatures around 49 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. 474-5546 every weekend. Beautiful music on the ranch. And Thursday night, we were out there Thursday night. Great pizza night. Just a wonderful place to go out. The weather has been absolutely gorgeous, so check it out. Ensalmo Vineyards.
There you go. And let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Well, good morning, and how are you?
I'm fine, Elizabeth.
Great. Well, I'm just calling in to let everybody know what we are doing at the tea party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and that is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And we are focusing very much on getting people involved at the local level in elections and learning about campaigns, learning how they can impact a campaign in an area where they don't live. We want people to have very specific jobs that they can do as an individual to impact the elections coming up in November. So Kathy Darling from the Registrar's Office will be coming to talk to us tonight. And I think we're going to cover a lot of topics when she comes. We're going to talk about how a person could be a poll worker or a poll watcher. And for those of you that have young people in your lives, maybe they live at home, they're in college or in high school, they will pay a young person $100 to work at a poll on election day.
Wow.
Yeah, and they obviously have to submit an application, but there's some really neat programs out there for people that really want to do something. And then we're also probably going to touch on the veterans and our military overseas in regard to receiving their ballots.
Did somebody give me a call yesterday about that?
I don't know.
So I remember what happened with Kathy. She said that when they didn't make them this time.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's been any more times.
I don't know. You know, I think folks were a little concerned that our military overseas did not receive their ballots and they were not able to vote. And
it's really important. Yeah, it's really important. You know, I hope that was just an oversight for one day.
Well, we're
going
to find out. And we are going to partner up with Kathy and her office in the next election, hopefully to make sure that that doesn't happen again. So,
well, if it happens again, I think Kathy ought to take a step back. And if she lets the second time, that's our military.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If it happens once, you know, that's a terrible tragedy. If it happens again, Kathy needs another job.
And
I'm serious about that. And
absolutely.
I will lead a charge about that because, guess what? I realize it's really hard mailing things out on time.
Well, you know.
No, I don't. Okay,
well, that, that, is, That is so critical that, you know, that should rank number one in importance overall.
Okay, and there's something else, too, I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we fought the battle of Barnes & Noble with their, what they were providing, sexually explicit material to the, to children.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, that's exactly what they were doing. They were allowing children to get to sexually explicit material. Well, we took them on and we had them move it back to, then they put it up next to the teenagers' bestsellers.
Yes. Well, when I went in, they had it right next to all the toys. I mean,
right,
I got
that was the first time. That was the first time.
Well, because there's a lot of toys in there. There's a lot of toys inside the book, you know, talking about, you know, you gotta like try to figure out what those toys are. So
anyway, but they moved it from there when we started with them, but they put it next to the teen books. And I mentioned it the other day again on the air and said, you know what? It's time for part due, you know, where we go back again and ask them, well, why do you put it next to the teenager stuff?
Yeah.
But from what I understand.
Well, and so, you know, many of us have been monitoring that.
Yeah.
And just wandering into the store, and Sally Raposa went in the last time, and she emailed me right away and said, I can't find those books. They put them so far back in the store that you can't find them now.
Well, good.
Well, it's not that we don't clarify. That's not the point.
You know, I was at a family barbecue last night, and I was discussing this with my sister-in-law. She has the books, and she said, I'll tell you right now that I was hoping to read about this relationship between an adult man and an adult woman as it unfolded, but she said, I have to tell you that there's very little relationship in these books, and I finally got tired of them.
Well,
they're very, very explicit.
Well, I've read it. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm in book two, and I gave my book to our psychologist friend that we had on the other day, and she ended up going to the third volume. I will read all volumes because I just want to read the series.
Mm-hmm.
I am not – there's no way that I'm going to bash anybody for their reading materials.
No, not at all.
I think our point here is that it is – the material in that is not for a 12-year-old or a 13 or 11 or a 14 or even 15 years old. I think you're going to base your relationship on this. We've talked about it, but you guys, here's where we, I think the bottom line here is that we were all kind of like, oh my God, outraged.
Mm-hmm.
And
not
came,
about the books, but where they put
exactly,
them.
Exactly. And came together as a community, and enough people helped make change.
Absolutely.
You know, so Barnes & Noble, we stood face to face with Barnes & Noble, and they blinked, took a step back, as they should have.
And
because
the interesting part is that that's a corporation,
that's
but
right.
we manage to affect change at the local level.
And you know what? People can do that. Okay, Elizabeth, okay, you've got your thing tonight. We're really glad you're getting everything going because now we've got other people waiting. But Elizabeth, thank you so much. And what the Tea Party does do, Tea Party takes a stand. And you know what? And there's so many people that don't take stands, and they don't, if they do it, it's anonymously with little nasty letters.
And loved your show on Sunday.
Thank you. You guys have a great week.
All right.
You bet.
We're going to take a break here. Coming back, we've got, oh my gosh, we have to do our Wells Fargo moment. I'm sorry, Josh.
Oh, no.
We kept you on hold, but what's going on?
And no problem. Markets are lower this morning in the first hour and a half of trading. The major averages are poised to follow European markets lower as investors' uncertainty was heightened after Spain formally requested financial assistance for its banks. Currently, the Dow's down 151 points at 12,489, while the Nasdaq's down 52 at 2,839, and the S&P 500 is down 21 at 1,313. Oil's down $1.14 at $78.62 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.68%. Gold's up $6 this morning at $1,572, while silver's up 11 cents at $26.83 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Intel's down 60 cents at $26.32, Johnson & Johnson's down a quarter at $66.39, and McDonald's is down 3 dimes at $88.05. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. And, you know, we listen to our Wells Fargo advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And, of course, head on down to Park Marina Drive and look them up because they give great advice. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back. Sheriff Tom Basinko is with us, the Shasta County Sheriff. And we're going to finish up our conversation from last week. We're going to talk about the rural, Save Rural America. But we're also going to talk 109 and the jail because there's a lot more that's rolling in here that – probably something, some things have been misunderstood, but the sheriff's going to set it right. We'll be right back.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jasrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You know you're doing something right when you've got the sheriff of Shasta County right here, Tomasenko. Good morning.
Good morning. And Chief Paletti
Chief
swung
Paletti
by and
swung
said,
by.
Said hello.
I felt safe. I had the best bookends you could ever. Oh, somebody driving the car, too, a Marine.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yep. Can't. What's
so
his
no.
name?
Yeah.
Carl. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right. So, do you want to just kind of, we're going to talk about several subjects this morning, of course.
Yep.
But one, I think that is, I know that when we went away for the weekend, we had a colorful group of people that are very, very involved in the community. First thing they talked about was the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to elaborate?
Well, yeah. In fact, later today, this afternoon, we're going to have a press conference with Redding Police, with Chief Paletti and myself, and give a little update to the media and to the folks in the community. But last week, there was an officer-involved shooting in which Redding Police responded to some suspicious subjects call and ended up detaining some people. And during that time period, one of the subjects resisted on the officers. There went from a detention to a life and death fight. One of the persons pulled out a knife and was attempting to stab the officer when another officer intervened and ended up shooting the individual. The person ran off and was eventually found and later died, and there was an autopsy scheduled for the decedent today. We have not released that person's name yet, but we will be doing that
okay,
today.
Okay, so it was not an officer.
It was not an officer that was hurt. All the officers were fine. There were some minor injuries that you sometimes incur during a scuffle.
Okay,
but
so.
Fortunately, none of the officers were hurt.
I'm glad
but
you clarified that.
Another piece of violence against the officers.
Yes.
We've seen an uptick in that over like the last
year and a half or so, both at our agency and Reading Police, and law enforcement statewide is seeing that as well. I just returned from a sheriff's meeting a few weeks ago, and we were talking about that.
Well, it's very, it feels there's more volatility in the air, way more than there was this time last year. Mm-hmm. And, I just don't know if it's come, kind of like, you know, I don't know, it's a breaking point.
Are we beating the drum too much here? Is it, or do because, you know, maybe sometimes it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it seems like everybody we talk to, Reading
had a couple, and then we had a couple where our officer was being savagely beaten along the freeway after a foot pursuit with a person, and then another officer had to intervene, and that ended up being a fatal shooting for the suspect. And then CHP was involved in a pursuit that started in Siskiyou County and ended in Shasta, just about 700 feet into Shasta County, and that ended up in a shooting there. That person, the defendant, is still in custody, but he had a automatic assault rifle that he shot at the officers.
Wow.
And fortunately, the officers were not injured. A CHP canine was injured during that incident. And then this most recent one with Reading Police that we saw.
Well, we recently read an article. It was a headline that came out about, some of the wealthy Americans that are getting, you know, disgusted with 55% tax increases and that they're moving out of the country in large amounts as opposed to last year because of things that are changing. So that's what I'm saying. That on a national level coupled with, you know, it's a trickle down where people are feeling frustrated, especially with, well, you know what? I think what we want to do is I know that we've had several people on our chat room. Carl's giving me the breaks. This, you know, he does that in my face.
Well, I do that because, you know, there's a clock.
I know we need to take a break.
It goes red.
You and Tom are great about it. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's do talk about what happened over the weekend with the sheriff's meeting. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Bad boys, bad boys. Good. Oh, see, that's ska. Is that ska? No, is that reggae?
Neither. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 825 in the morning. It's the Linda and what's-his-name show.
Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They're having big sales on cigars. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices. Now, of course, Espresso Joe's with 20 ounces of your favorite drink for $3. Hot drinks, cold drinks, you name it, they have it. They are there to support this community, and they support our community in so many different ways. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. Tom.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Okay. You know, coming on Mondays is different than coming on other days, because Mondays we're just kind of like rolling around on the floor kicking each other.
Here,
Save Rural America.
A great event down in Red Bluff.
10 sheriffs?
There was 10 scheduled. One had to cancel at the last minute, Plumas County. But there was Tehama Glen, Mendocino, myself, Trinity.
Siskiyou.
I'm visualizing it. Humboldt and Del Norte counties there. I think that's 9.
And you all are the wall between us and the feds. Is that it?
Well, it's not a us against them. The other sheriffs, especially in Del Norte and Siskiyou counties, they're having some land use issues there, and addressing those water issues also. And I address primarily drugs. And AB 109 issues is the biggest impact for Shasta County, and of course, budget. And that was a common theme with the 9 sheriffs.
A lot of people there.
A lot. Over 500 people. I kind of did a quick scan, counting chairs roughly, and then there was kind of standing room only in the back at the fairgrounds building there. But it was very, very good.
So what would you say people took away from there?
Well, I think a little bit of everything. They did learn some of the common things that are impacting sheriffs, but then also learn some of the individual things. And we do believe, and the counties believe also, that if they're able to pick off, say, Siskiyou County on water issues, or maybe Del Norte County on water issues, they'll probably start going over to other rural counties and picking them off one by one. And that's a huge issue in each of the counties.
Well, and I think that's it, is that if they can get one, then they're just going to watch it, just going to march its way through here like an infectious disease.
Right. So, but
why do you think the government does this? Why do you think these bureaucracies do this?
That would have to be something that you'd have to ask each one of them, because other than that, it would be speculation. But I think part of it
is... We'll speculate
a
little bit here.
Part of it is enhancing or... the strict interpretation of their rules and their authorities for whether it be local or state government. The 10th Amendment allows for basically states' rights and where the federal government can't intervene to a degree. And that's a big concern of how they tell the states what to do or attempt to, and also for the sheriffs. As a sheriff in California, it's unique in California and a few other states. We are a constitutional officer, and what that means is our office is identified within this California state constitution. And so we also join the district attorney and the county recorder assessor. The assessor is the another constitutional officer. And those are all spelled out, and those are for elected officials. Then it also gives people an opportunity to talk to their elected official. It's about reaching out to the people, hearing their concerns. They had a little Q&A there as well that they could send in some questions on 3x5s, and we tried to address them.
But if we don't like the job you're doing, Sheriff, We can get we can vote you out of office.
That's absolutely right.
The woman like Sharon Haywood over there at Trinity, you know.
Oh, Shasta Trinity National Forest.
She has closed off. She's closed off the forest. She does all these things. We can't do anything. People have been.
Well,
everybody has stood up against
her. She hasn't closed it off.
But
yet,
she's tried.
Comma, yet.
But
she has tried.
But she has not listened. She and could if she would have if she could have.
The county in about March of 2010 stepped up for coordination efforts, and they're in that process. Our county public works director did a superb job in presenting to the board a very meticulous report that he did on an analysis of the Forest Service roads and that they sent back to
him. And it stopped her on that reason. But unlike you, she can do practically anything she wants, and who's going to touch her? Nobody.
That's correct.
She doesn't care.
Within her bureaucracy.
She doesn't care what you think or the people here think. It's what she believes that she's going to do.
It'd be maybe an overreach because I don't know what she thinks or cares. So I don't want to say that she or have words in my mouth that she doesn't care, but maybe she has a different perspective on how she enforces and looks at the rules within her
this is what I'm
authority.
Saying. Yeah, okay, and I understand you're trying to be, you know, you're getting along, but I don't have to.
Right.
She doesn't care. If she cared, you know, she'd listen to all the supervisors, you know, and the whole community doing this. We got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk 109 and the problems with finding people to work in the jail.
Okay, you bet.
All right.
Respect the clock.
Linda, and what's his name?
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Kirsten McNary. The Supreme Court handing down its decision on Arizona's immigration law.
This was a mixed decision. The Supreme Court upholding parts of the immigration law, striking down others, sending much of the law actually back to lower courts for further review. That most contentious aspect of Arizona's immigration law, asking suspected illegal immigrants to show ID during a lawful traffic stop or other stop, is okay, this court says. However, it also would be up for further review.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is outside the court in D.C.
The decision, authored by Justice Kennedy, considered a moderate swing vote on this court. More conservative justices, Alito, Scalia, and Thomas, writing concurring opinions that agree in part and dissent in part with the majority opinion.
A decision on the challenge to health care reform is expected Thursday, the last day the court is in session. This is a Fox News Alert.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us, and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Get your hair cut there. Take a step back in time. Great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. They have great haircuts. Linda would like to get her hair cut there, but they will not do the color.
They will not shave my legs.
Well, no, we don't know that. Wait a minute. This is
hey,
the first time.
Hey, maybe that's a fundraiser.
Well, you know what? This is.
All right, let's get down to some serious stuff here.
TMI.
Yeah, Tom Basenko here. And Tom was reaching in his wallet. What did that mean?
TMI, negative. TMI,
okay, all right. Tom, let's talk about the jail. There's been an editorial. There's been blogs since you were on our last show.
Right.
Can you, when you talk about why haven't we opened up the last floor of the jail, can you explain that?
You bet. Back in October when we had AB 109 was in effect, the county got almost $3 million total, and that has to get divided amongst probation and sheriff and for services and everything. So we get a part of it, almost $1 million, to open up the floor of the jail. We have to make sure that money's coming in. But then when we get ready to hire, the county didn't have some tests in line, some contracts with the state, so that took a couple, 3 months to get. Then you post for a month to recruit, and then once you got your list, then you start the hiring process. And about 150 people applied. It was screened down to 80 for the ideal candidate, and then we're going off that list now. We just exhausted the list. We were able to hire about 5 or 6 people off of that list, but then during that same time period, 5 or 6 people left employment, whether they retired, separated, one returned to their former agency because of the cost of commuting back and forth. And so basically we're kind of at a standstill. It just was a wash. We're about one ahead right now. And other sheriffs throughout the state are seeing the same thing. One emailed, sent out an email statewide, and he's finding that he was only able to hire about 3 out of 100 applicants.
And why is it?
Part of it is that what's in their background. We discussed that a little bit.
Right.
We see drug use, which includes everything from marijuana to hard drugs, and that's recent drug use. We see untruthfulness.
How do you know about that? Is it because they take
your
analysis?
We ask them a question. Do you use and have used illegal drugs? If yes, when? And that's also part of our lie detector test, that they have to take a lie detector. We ask them about that. And some people say, no, I've never used illegal drugs. And then we say, hey, you got to take a lie detector test. Well, I might have forgot about the illegal drugs that I listed that I used last month. That's not a good thing, because then it goes to truthfulness issues, and that's bad. We vet the person with talking to their references, and then we get references from their references, talk to
it's
neighbors.
Like a top secret class.
It is.
When you go through a top secret clearance in college, like what you're doing, I mean, you talk to, you know, dozens of people, not just 4 or 5, it's just dozens.
We have
including exes.
Law enforcement has high standards, and the public demands high standards, and we have a lot of authority that's charged with us, even for the people that work in the jail, and they're very hardworking. It's a dangerous situation. We're also charged with reviewing a lot of confidential information that nobody else can see, whether it be driver's license records, criminal history records. And so we have to have an ethical person of high standards to hire. So one of those things was we got into the finances. And we understand, hey, this is a bad economy. And some people have ended up walking away from their homes. Some people have had them foreclosed. And we do take that into consideration. A lot of things that we look at, too, is credit rating and credit card debt. And sometimes in the background, how that works with that. And in a way that for young people, that can also go towards showing some decision making on their part and judgment. But then if they have a very high debt of credit card, if they're just out buying chrome wheels from Les Schwab and going on a shopping spree, that's much different than going out and buying groceries and having something high debt there.
You know, one of the things that was mentioned was, you know, losing a home, because losing a home can then kill your credit rating. But that's happening to so many people. They're good people. That's not your disqualifier, though, if they lose a home.
No, it's a kind of a cumulative total of what we find in the background package. And that background package is about a 40-page document of questions that the applicant, when they're getting into the background part of it, has to fill out, and then we review it and investigate it. And it's very in detail. And then after completing that and getting into it, if we give them a job offer, then they have to complete a medical background, a medical examination.
I bet you lose them on that one, too, don't you?
A little bit there. Sometimes due to drug tests and other things, maybe they've discovered a back problem or a heart problem. We've had a few there. And then also we give them a psychological exam with a doctor, and then some fail that. And so then if they fail those, then we have to start all over. And then and we try and do multiple backgrounds at a time.
Well, you and I have talked about maybe a possible solution. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
We must be coming up on a break.
You've got it. You want to take us out here?
Sure. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience, Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is inviting you to the first annual Summer Barbecue Garden Party, Friday, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens. Enjoy an amazing barbecue from the San Francisco Deli, Music by Music in Motion, and an opportunity to honor nonprofits, with one lucky recipient being named Nonprofit of the Year. Special thanks to PG&E, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and a Reading Bank of Commerce. Tickets are just $30 at the Chamber of Commerce. Get yours today for the best summer party of the year, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Do a little one. Born through a party in the county.
Yeah, we throw a party in the county jail every night, don't you, Sheriff Tom?
Booking party.
Yeah, okay. Sheriff Thomas Sinkle is our guest. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership. Our local guys making great deals. They have every type of car, truck, or SUV that you can possibly imagine to fit every need. Brand new or previously owned. Not only will they give you a great deal, they're going to take care of your vehicles and do a great job on that. Stop by on Cypress Avenue at 555 or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Redding Crown Motors. Keep your money local. They're going to make a deal for you that you're going to love. Okay, Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we talked about the problems with finding people. And one of the things that we talked about during the break is sometimes there's something there that you know that there's something wrong, but you just can't put your finger on it.
Sometimes that happens in the backgrounds, and we look at those, and that's what sometimes we take a chance because it's there on paper that there isn't any good reason to do that, and then it's sometimes something develops later. But we do a lot of testing. And to get the best possible employee. And then recently with the our military veterans, with downsizing, that's come up. And I think we got a phone caller coming in. We don't want to have them. We got John on line one.
Right. But one of the things before we get to John is that now you're going out to the Transition Assistance Program.
And I'll talk a little bit about that with John after John knows.
Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Morning.
And Sheriff Tom, how are you this morning?
Hi, John. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Hey, listen, this is a little off from what you're talking about right now, but it's a concern that I have, and I'd like to see if I can get an answer from you on. The city of Stockton is in the process of going into bankruptcy and potentially cannot pay city services, including police payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Should that occur, will the San Joaquin Sheriffs take over city policing responsibility, and is there an established protocol for that action?
There is no established protocol that I'm aware of, and if a city goes defunct, I do believe that it goes back to the sheriff. That is a sheriff in San Joaquin County.
That's what I understand.
And he has not discussed that at any of our meetings, but if a city just kind of folds up its tent, so to speak, they're no longer a city, so they would not be necessarily incorporated.
Right.
And the sheriff is responsible for patrolling and investigating crime in the unincorporated areas of the city or contracting through the cities that are incorporated that don't have a police department.
The reason I brought it up, Tom, is should that happen, say Redding went bankrupt.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But
I'm not saying it
will. Never know, but I doubt it.
But it could.
Anything's possible.
Any of the cities in California could at this point. I mean, there's not a lot of money.
But anyway.
My point is, how stretched would your department be if you had to take over for a city within the county?
We are extremely stretched right now.
I know.
And we had a number of budget cuts back in 2010. We had, 2009, where we got cut $4 million. We had to do layoffs in some areas of the county. We don't have 24 hours of patrol. And then even on a night shift, sometimes there's as little as a sergeant and a couple of deputies down in what we call the Redding Basin. Patrolling, and we are stretched very, very thin. Fortunately, we have a very good working relationship, a partnership with the Redding Police Department, California Highway Patrol, and the Anderson Police Department, and we rely on each other and for backup situations, and very thankful that all the officers work together here.
If I could take you out of our local for just a minute, and this is the last question I'll have about this, would it be reasonable to assume that the sheriff of San Joaquin could conceivably ask for martial law help from the state?
From the state, as in probably...
As in like the California National Guard to help keep some sort of order in the...
I don't think so, because there's a federal restriction on military being used to... Under domestic enforcement of laws. But if there was a civil unrest... Then through the governor, the National Guard could be implemented. And they have been on, like, the Rodney King riots back in the 90s. And some of the, I think they were getting ready to utilize National Guard for the Occupy Wall Street riots that we saw in some
Marines,
of the other.
The Marines from Camp Pendleton went up during the riots, during the Rodney King. Yeah, we sent a battalion of Marines up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's conceivable to think that the city of Stockton, if it lost its police enforcement, and this is an extreme, but if it did, could be in that kind of a circumstance. It could be emergency.
You know, we've also reached out. We were talking about employment. We reached out through the 58 county sheriffs, sent out a statewide email that, hey, if people are looking to hire, because right. in some counties they're looking at layoffs of deputy sheriffs and sometimes still some closures of jails. And, hey, if you got people that want to move up here and go to work, we've reached out to them. And then where are we at with the break, Carl?
We need to take a break because okay. we have Angel on the other line. We need to get to Angel right after the break.
Ross, thank you guys very much for
thanks,
your time.
Johnny.
Thanks, John.
Right, thanks,
always.
John, for calling. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. Please,
hold on, Angel,
hang on, and we'll get to you right after this break.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
No, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Monday, June the 25th.
Yeah. Currently 61 degrees, slight chance of showers today with temperatures around 76. Tonight, lows of 49. Great time to open your windows. But remember what we talked about with the safety issue.
And this portion of the show was brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. But now Ernie and Jessica, the second generation of Wrights, are running it, and they guarantee something to you, my friends. They guarantee the best deals and the best service. If you want a Harley-Davidson, you have a place here in town that's going to take care of you. Stop on by 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Redding Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride, live the dream. right here, Reading.
Our guest this morning has been Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we have a caller live on the air. Good morning, Angel. Welcome to the show.
Linda, Carl, and Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Angel. I have a quick question for Tom. Every day we're reading in the newspaper something about an arrest or something having to do with parolees and, mm-hmm. and the realignment issue. And I know it's becoming a greater concern. Another neighbor of mine had a parolee arrested near her backyard mm-hmm. The other day. And so yes. I'm wondering if the chiefs have discussed possibly suing Governor Brown collectively, or is there something maybe in the works for victims of these crimes where the statistics are showing that the crimes are up and that the victims can get together and maybe do a lawsuit because of the realignment. I just feel like it's out of control and our little city is becoming a hazard. And especially if you walk across the Sundial Bridge, that's crazy. But I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks for calling in, Angel. Good point.
Statewide, I know the sheriffs have not talked about anything like a suit like that, but we do meet with the secretary of the prison system, Matt Cate, on a very regular basis, and our officers within the association meet regularly with Governor Brown. We have discussed our concerns and the problems that are occurring statewide with him. Locally, parolees are one of the main problems of some of our crime. They're getting arrested. And the problem with realignment is now they do time or limited amount of time in the county jail. And then if they get revocated for violating their terms of parole, they have to do their time up to 6 months in county jail. Well, we've had these crowding and capacity issues, and so that's just making the problem worse here in Shasta County and throughout the state. And it's a huge problem that we have. AB 109 was hastily crafted and signed and put into effect to help the state out to reduce prison overcrowding and yep. to help save money.
But it worked.
It
worked for them.
It worked for them, exactly, but it's not working well in here and in counties throughout the state.
Tom, what about what if we got 100,000 signatures from the Shasta County area? I mean, that may be, you know, saying, can we ever get 100,000? But if you got thousands of signatures saying this is not working, it's having a detrimental impact on our county, and we delivered it down there, would that make any difference?
I think it would definitely make people, our legislators, our governor, sit up and pay attention to that. And even you may not even have to do signatures, because now all of our legislators are emails. And so you can even email Governor Brown. I'm in contact with our state legislators, Jim Nielsen and Doug Lamalfe, on
but they're on our side here on this.
They are. But then if we, you could send a group email to all the legislators if you wanted to. And we stay in touch regularly. So yeah, that is to have your voice heard. You know, let's get back to to hiring people. And recently I had a discussion with Bob Dunlap, and Bob's our county veteran service officer and does a great job with it. And he talked about the Military Transition Assistance Program, or TAP. And I said, okay, well, I want to tap into TAP. And basically it helps veterans who have proudly served our country, who are getting out, find jobs within the community. And he's going to hook us up with Beale Air Force Base, which is located in the Marysville area.
Right.
And then also other military bases throughout the state. He has an electronic program that we can do that. And maybe we can have some veterans apply for jobs up here.
When we talked about that, there's a lot of Marine sailors, airmen are all getting out now because, mm-hmm. one, they've done their tours. And also the services are going to be getting smaller. They've got families in many cases. They're stable. They're drug-free. They're used to working in tight situations. To me, it was just, it's a no-brainer that we need to be going out there and finding these guys.
And some of them have served as military police,
absolutely.
Shore police, or correctional service people who have staffed the military prisons holding facilities. So a job in the jail or similar type situation is right up their alley. That's what they're trained for. And some of them get out and get into also law enforcement through looking at going to the academies and becoming a patrol officer on the streets. And those are I'm very glad that the men and women of the military serve our country. I respect our veterans, and if we can do something to assist them, and they assist us by applying for jobs, and we can hire them, that'd be great.
In a, I'm not sure about the county, if it's the county or the city that gives a points on the exams and everything.
I know the county does not. For
okay,
whatever
so
reason,
the
I know.
The city does. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to ask the county, why don't we give some, like, a couple points on these exams to military, to veterans? Because, the government does it.
And I think the state does as well, if you're taking a state test.
The state does. The state does, and I think the city does. The county should, too.
You know, anyway, I don't want to give everybody, you can be 100% assured that my men and women within the sheriff's office are doing everything we possibly can to get good, quality people hired, trained to get that floor of the jail open. That's a
Absolutely.
Number one priority for us, and that's where we're working
That's on. A good way to finish up, too. Okay, now tomorrow, thanks a lot, Sheriff Tom.
Thank you so much
we
for having
me. We know that you're working on
it
here.
Yeah, we got that upswing at the end.
There it is. Okay, now tomorrow, speaking of upswing, we're going to have five stars. Eric Woodstrom is going to join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking banking and some of the things he's seeing in the world. And we got a couple other little surprise guests we're going to try rolling here. Try and get in. Comrade Ann, get her in here to talk about her battle with the Corps of Engineers. Carl on the bot. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. The nation's highest court upholding one key provision of Arizona's controversial immigration law. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live from the Supreme Court.
The bulk of Arizona's immigration law has been struck down by a divided Supreme Court, the 5-3 ruling overturning employment enforcement for undocumented workers. But the most contentious provision requiring police to check the immigration status of suspected illegal immigrants during a lawful law enforcement stop can move forward, at least for now. The opinion authored by Justice Anthony Kennedy points out once the law is enacted, it is not shielded from future constitutional challenges, Jane.
Thanks, Jared. Reaction to the ruling, Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live from Phoenix.
It's pretty quiet here outside the Capitol building, Jane. A handful of Spanish speakers basically say they want more information. They're happy that most of SB 1070 was struck down, but concerned about the essential upholding of that provision that says police